This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, hi and hello again. How are you today? We're going to be talking about radio this morning. That magic sound that comes out of your speaker system. Right there out of the radio. And we have two friends with us today here in the studio. And then they're going to be joined later by some other folks who will be telling us about some big activities starting in the community this Saturday. And you're able to attend. Well, I hope you're able to attend anyway. Ralph Vaughn, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you today.
Good to see you, Bart.
Nice to have you on the radio.
It's good to be back. I have a lot of memories of WGNS.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the places you were for a good while.
Yeah, I hung my hat here for several months.
Yeah. Doug Combs, how are you today?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing great, Doug.
Good.
What's happening this Saturday?
Well, this Saturday is the culmination of a couple of years' work from a lot of folks who realized that we needed a place, a reason, a ceremony to celebrate radio and the people in radio who make the magic, I guess you could say. And there'll be two different categories that we'll be honoring during the evening. And we hope to stir up a lot of memories, because a lot of those folks will be honored not only with just a plaque and a trophy, but also during the evening we'll flash back and hear some of their days when they were on the air.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. So that's coming up this Saturday. Can people come to this? Can the public come to it?
Yes, they can.
Hey.
Absolutely.
So this could be a way for you to step back in time and see some of your friends that you used to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John Ward, I understand, is going to be there.
Well, we understand John's going to be there. His health is giving him some challenges right now, but last I heard, he was on the list and is expected to be there. In fact, wouldn't be surprised if he didn't bring some friends from Knoxville along with him.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. Let's see who else is coming.
Well, you know, as you found out here through the years on WGNS, folks have a real attachment to listening to sports on the radio. And naturally, that first induction class honors John Ward. It'll also honor Larry Munson. It'll also honor Lindsey Nelson, who folks who've been listening to the Vols for some time will remember that he was the voice of the Vols before John Ward.
Absolutely.
And you have a lot of folks who just, that connection with sports and radio is just somehow so much special than it is for television.
And I think it still is.
Yes, and nothing wrong with television.
Just takes no imagination.
No.
It's all right there.
It's a connection, yeah.
They used to say 18, 24 inches, but now you can say 62 or whatever. Mm-hmm.
We've always been in high definition.
That's right. But that's going to be happening, and this is at the Embassy Suites.
Yes, at the Embassy Suites. The evening will start at 5 o'clock with a reception, and you'll get to mix and mingle. And dinner will be served approximately 6:30. And I think they hope to get the award ceremony started around 7:15.
Now, I understand this is going to be really Hollywood style. I mean, this is uptown. Is there something that happened I didn't realize?
Well, imagine the Academy Awards.
Right.
It's going to be high tech. Doug and I have seen a little preliminary, and it's got some pizzazz to it. Good. Some real pizzazz. Bart, I would like to preface to say that tomorrow, Tuesday, is the deadline for reservations to be made. And the best thing to do, Doug, would be for people to call your office
yes.
at TAB, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters in
yes.
Nashville. And reservations can be made today and tomorrow by credit card. Obviously, it would be difficult for the mail to get checks in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the tickets are $75 per person, $125 for a couple, or $575 for a table of 10. And, Doug, I know you know your telephone number, but I would suggest call today or tomorrow morning at the latest, 615-365-1840, and order by credit card. Otherwise,
operators are standing by.
Oh, where'd that come
otherwise, we have to have a cutoff because we have to turn our numbers in to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And today and tomorrow would be the last opportunity to make a reservation.
Now, that phone number is at the Tennessee Association
yes,
of Broadcasters?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I must say the TAB has been a godsend in this part because they are kind of the clearinghouse. They're doing the accounting, taking all of the reservations for us. So, Doug, I commend you and Whit and Brenda for being there to help us.
Well, it's just a natural outreach for our office. It's something that should have been done 50 years ago. And the TAB is the trade association for all over-the-air radio and television stations in the state. And
there are TV stations?
Yes, that's radio with pictures.
Oh, okay. I had not discovered that yet. It's turned off.
Okay.
We don't know.
You...
I have radio. I'm listening to radio.
Okay. But GNS does have a television channel.
That's right.
Okay.
We do have television.
Okay.
I see it once in a while.
Okay. All right. Fine. But we seem to spend a lot of our time doing member services and also government relations because there have been a lot of challenges to our industry in mm-hmm. Especially in the last several years. And this is something that always was in the back of our minds, something that needed to be done, and we saw it going on in other states and wanted to do something here but couldn't seem to find the time. And luckily we realized it takes a village to do an awards ceremony, and we had a village.
And I understand Teddy Bart's going to be the master of ceremonies.
Teddy will be the master of ceremonies. I think his quote was, "Thank you for your warm selection of me as your fifth choice for host of the ceremonies."
Sad thing was he was there at the process.
That wasn't, I don't think, the end result, but I'm sure Teddy is looking forward to it as much as we are. I've hosted things before, and I know there's always that hesitation of, ooh, should I or should I not? And
yeah.
then, you know, but... I think he's going to have a big time, as all of us will.
No question. And anyone who grew up listening to the radio, you're going to enjoy being there because some of the people that you used to listen to are going to be honored, and many of them posthumously.
Mm-hmm.
John R., Hoss Allen, mm-hmm. some of those voices.
Way down south of Dixie.
Yeah. Those are some people who, you know, have strong memories to a lot of people.
And for the listeners under the age of probably 40, mm-hmm. who might not be familiar with John R. or Hoss Allen, for a good number of years, WLAC in Nashville, at nights, did rhythm and blues. And in the days that they started doing rhythm and blues, they felt it was very natural for the delivery to be as rhythm and bluesish as possible. And a lot of folks thought that that when they were listening, they were listening to an African American on the air. But they were not. They were just a, mm-hmm. a couple of fun white guys who were having a big time with the music. And I know that they got very creative, or the marketing departments got very creative, on things that they would sell.
Little chicks?
They would sell live baby chicks. And when you come Saturday night to the awards ceremony, you're
going
to get to hear okay. commercials for live baby chicks. I think the line is something like, "Now, honey, when these arrive, they're all alive. Those that aren't, they're going to replace. And in weeks, you'll go from chicklings to the frying skillet.
And then the records, you could get records there, too.
Oh, yeah. The big place was Ernie's Record Mart in Gallatin. Yeah. That they would, if any of the music you hear, then you know you can get it there by mail order.
Yeah.
And we still have some of that today. I don't think the Columbia House Record Company is still in business, which I grew up as a member of. But you've got the Ernest Tubb Record Mart that's still doing a lot of mail
Very
order business.
Very much in business, yeah. There's some of the holdovers from the past are still active, and it's just going to be a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
Great food, great opportunity, great memories. That's what it's full of.
I think you got a couple of samples of what John R. sounded like when he was on the air. Could you share one of those with...
I can't get this to work.
Can't get it to
it
work?
It says it's not working.
Well.
We'll have to try it in another room.
Shame
and then
on it.
we'll try that.
Okay.
Our phone number, if you have any memories of early radio, is 893-1450. What's your favorite memory? 893-1450. And we'll try to get some of these little excerpts from some of the history of Tennessee radio in just a few minutes. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause for just a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're going to have another person join us in conversation, too.
I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day was spring to me, to your left and to the sun. Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and know me away. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world.
It's Mustang Mania at Ford of Murfreesboro. Right now, you can drive a 2012 Ford Mustang with financing as low as 0% with approved credit. Rather have cash back? Get up to $3,500 back on the Mustang today. Price excludes tax, title, registration, and $499 dealer fee. Offer expires April 30th. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Take your family to Franklin Road Baptist Church this Sunday.
Franklin Road Baptist Church is always reaching out into the community. John Herman is the bus ministry director.
Jesus commanded us to go into the highways and hedges and compel people to come to Him. That's exactly what Franklin Road Baptist Church does through our bus ministry.
Sunday school, 10 a.m., morning worship 11, and evening worship at 6:30.
Each weekend, our volunteers go out on Saturday and invite people to come to church. Then on Sunday, our buses roll out and we pick those people up and bring them to services. As a result of this ministry, we've got to see people saved every single week.
Visit Franklin Road Baptist Church on the internet at frbc.com. Franklin Road Baptist Church, down the street from Cason Lane on Highway 96, which is also known as Franklin Road in Murfreesboro.
Good morning to you from WGNS. Let's check on that Murfreesboro weather and traffic.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Still clearing that accident in front of the Riverdale High School. They're in the parking lot now, but could be some looky-loos slowing you down just a little bit there. Traffic easing just a bit on I-24 at 231, I-24 at 96. Also, traffic easing broad at Church and Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen. Traffic easing just a bit there. Get a $49 introductory massage and Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Well, plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the upper 80s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south-southwest between 10 and 15. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 66.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now all of Rutherford County can hear us better than ever.
To better serve you, we've increased power on FM 100.5. This is WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
And our conversation continues. Lee Dorman is joining us now from beautiful Portland, and that is Tennessee, not Maine, or the other place, Oregon.
Oregon. Not Oregon.
Yeah, not. It is Tennessee, right? And you're not having snow or anything up there?
Not that I have seen lately.
Oh, okay. Lee, how in the world are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Bart.
Lee is the president of the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. He also, I guess last year, year before, completed a very interesting book about radio and some of the memories of radio. Is that what sort of spurred you into getting this ball rolling?
It is, Bart. When I was working on the book, I constantly was asked by people whom I interviewed or the families of people who had passed away who were going to be included in the book, wasn't there a great way, wasn't there some way I could think of to honor these people in the case of the ones who were still living before they passed away and in the case of the ones who had already passed on, just to bring more honor to them for what they had done for radio in Tennessee. And I wasn't smart enough to come up with any answers. I didn't know. I thought, well, I'm doing the book, and they'll be in the book. And it wasn't until late 2010, when I was invited to the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame banquet, that I was asked by some people down there to come back to Tennessee and perhaps do the same thing here that they had done in Georgia. And because I wasn't smart enough to think of that on my own, I readily warmed up to the idea and thought, that would be something I'd like to do, and came back and called people like you and others I had known and worked with over the years and started putting a group together to do it.
And it's coming together this Saturday.
And people That's need true. To, this is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
People need to get their tickets for that. And as Doug had said, you have until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the deadline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. People don't realize this. We've tried to keep it a secret. Lee and I grew up about three blocks away from each other, and instead of playing cars and toys, you know, things like, we played radio. Lee, those were some fun days. Do you think kids still do that these days?
No, even though it's easier for them to do it, if they thought about it, with things like Mr. Microphone and the readily available types of things that you and I had to order by mail from, in my case, Lafayette Electronics, and back then it was Allied, which became Allied Radio Shack, and now today is Radio Shack. I don't know of any. I haven't heard of anybody doing it in many years. But then again, Bart, you and I were two of very few. There may have been one or two others around who did it, but, you know, we were the exception rather than the rule, and there weren't many people who thought about it back then either.
I think the two guys sitting across from me did that too. Ralph, you started when you were 7, you said?
6 years old.
Six, okay.
When I was 6 years old, I knew what I was going to do in life. I didn't know how, but that was my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I rehearsed for 11 years. In fact, when I auditioned for my first job, the station manager said, "You're pretty good." And I thought, well, I've been rehearsing for 11 years.
Doug, what about you?
Well, when I was probably 6 or 7, there was a microphone with speaker that was in the Spiegel catalog.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Spiegel, Chicago's famous mail order house. And there's a picture I occasionally rotate in and out on Facebook with me behind the microphone. And the thing was, is after about 2 weeks, it quit working.
Uh-oh.
And my mother said, "It's okay, we'll send it back, and we'll get them to fix it." And I don't remember it coming back. In fact, the more I think about it, I wonder if it really tore up on its own. just wondering.
She got tired of hearing.
Conspiracy theory here.
Just a tad of that.
But later on, I built a radio station in the basement, used a quarter-watt phono oscillator to get the signal out, and cows for about a 5-mile radius could hear me. So.
Yeah, that was up in Kentucky, is that where you...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shortly thereafter, I learned how to change the fuses in the fuse box. You can figure out why that happened.
So Lee, sounds like a few people did that back then. Nowadays, it seems like today's youth are not even knowing, once they get up close to graduation in college, what they want to do. So, I mean, they'll change majors right there the last year or something. But there was something about radio that was magic. It drew people into it, not only as a profession, but as listeners. I mean, I've heard stories, and I don't remember this, but I've heard stories that they would actually stop the movies at the Princess Theater here in town. And if somebody remembers this, let me know. When Fibber McGee and Molly came on, because it was so popular, people would leave the theater anyway. So they would stop the movie, let them hear what today's episode would be about. It's been a while since, that would be interesting to see that happening. Have you heard stories like that, similar to that, Lee? Lee, are you still with us? I'm not sure Lee's with us. Through the magic of radio, he's slipped away. Okay, well, that happens once in a while. But have you heard similar stories about some of the popularity of the old radio dramas?
Well, I think it stirred our imagination. Like Doug and you probably, Bart, I listened to all of those shows. My grandparents always had those programs on the radio, Fibber McGee and Molly, The Shadow, Lone Ranger, The Adventures of Lone Ranger, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and it stirred our imagination. We thought, how can they communicate like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was the way it was back then. And in the studios like at WSM in Nashville, I remember going up there as a kid, they had really orchestras that were actually there playing. And we had them here at WGNS. I've heard stories. When the station signed on back in January of 47, the studios were down at the transmitter. There was a two-story building down there that has since burned. But people would line up, and they would stay in line in the driveway to get into the studio, to get on the air, to sing, to play their guitar, whatever. That's just the way it was back then. Things were a little bit different,
yes.
But a whole lot of fun back then, and there was a real magic to it.
When Middle Tennessee State University had the official opening of their Innovation Center for Media a couple of weeks ago, John Siegenthaler Jr. was one of the speakers. And John's mother was the vocalist in the orchestra at WSM and then WSM Television. And he told a story where she was on the air one morning and said something about that she got startled that morning while getting ready to come into the station, that a mouse ran in front of her. And he said the next morning someone came to the program and brought my mother a cat. Said, "Here, you need this." And that's the kind of reach that radio has. People felt so comfortable with her and spending their mornings with her that they were just doing a favor for
just
a friend.
Here's a cat for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And that same feeling is there today. Somebody said radio is the most personal media. It's the one you wake up to in the morning and you find out what the weather's going to be so you'll know what to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see if some friends have passed away. Mm-hmm. You'll know whether to wear something black to go to visitation later in the day.
Yeah.
It's a friend. It's just your friend to get you started on time. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I didn't intend on calling in to a talk show. I was just asking a question about the birthday, the birthday cake.
Okay, the winner of the birthday cake is Lynn Parsley.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I thought he might have had a memory he wanted to share with us.
But Bart, this is the affirmation that we three here are talking about. This is the personalization, this is the intimacy, the friendship of radio.
It's just some friends talking with each other.
And people who listen to us, they think they know us, and they do know us by...
Through the years, they get to be buddies with you.
Yeah. He missed the segment this morning on the birthday cake. It's important for him to know where that cake's going.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if
nothing wrong with that.
If that was a friend of his, he got even happier.
Oh, yeah.
893-1450 is our number, and we're going to pause for just a moment. If you remember some early days of radio, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11. The Good Neighbor Network is on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Now on Good Neighbor Events, we're going to look ahead at the coming weekend. This Friday brings the 4th Annual Chief Johnny Mosby Memorial Golf Tournament. It's over at the Old Fort Park. There's a shotgun start at 8 o'clock this Friday morning. A team of four is only $300. And the proceeds go to help support the Junior Pro Golf Program that's named to honor this deceased leader of the Murfreesboro Police Department. Right now, you need to contact Justin Lemansky at 566-4686. Oh, Jazz Fest is this Friday and Saturday big event on the Murfreesboro Square. It's all free. Several mid-state authors will speak at the Lineball Library this coming Saturday from 2 until 4. It's an opportunity to hear their story and get an autographed copy of their book. That's this coming Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Lineball Library. And the big disc golf tournament is all day Sunday at Barfield Park. The March of Dimes for Babies is this coming Sunday, and that starts over at Middle Tennessee Medical Center in front of the DePaul Building. Registration's at 1 o'clock and the walk is at 2. For more information, call 399-3200. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
We have it here at the co-op. From gardening to gift to animal health products to your pet needs, we have it here at the co-op. Bugs are definitely going to be a problem this season, and we have anything you need as far as your lawn to use in your home and also for those animals.
And for mosquitoes, I understand you have bat boxes.
Bats eat a lot of mosquitoes because mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. This is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come and give us a visit.
They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
back again. It's a fun Monday and going to be a fun weekend ahead with the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The first class, I guess you could say, being inducted. All the folks that you grew up listening to, and many of those that you still listen to, will be inducted into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. I tell you, that must have been a difficult procedure going through to, because you had to narrow it down to just a few people, a few of the legacy recipients who have deceased, and a few of the people who are still in the business. That was hard to do that. There's so many left, but there are several years left, I hope, too.
There was some discussion about maybe making the first class a little larger because you were just starting out, and then decided to go with a specific number and kind of stay with that. And, you know, you have favorites, and announcers have favorites based on formats they've worked and people that they've been familiar with and folks they've looked up to. And so when you get 30-some people in a room, you're going to come up with 30 different people. The career category this year will see the induction of Ralph Emery Jr. Or Jerry House. That's not my title. He's identified himself. Jerry came up with that, yeah. Wink Martindale.
Oh, yeah.
Luther Massengale.
People in Chattanooga know Luther. Right. I think he's 90-something years old now?
Yes.
Been in radio 70 years, I think.
Scott Shannon.
Yeah.
And John Ward. Now, story about Luther with his longevity. Luther not only informed listeners on the attack on Pearl Harbor, but he also informed them the attack on 9/11. That tells you his longevity. And he's still working today.
I had a chance to meet him a few years back because the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters presented him with the Outstanding Broadcaster of the Year, the Distinguished Service Award. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was just a kid back then. He was probably in his late 80s.
Yeah.
if you didn't see him, and he didn't look that old, but he certainly didn't sound that old. I mean, if you were not seeing him, you would have thought this is a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
He has that energy, the enthusiasm, and still does on the radio. He cares about people.
And he's also doing television on WDEF television down mm-hmm. there, too. He does a daily feature.
Now, he's at a station that has TV and radio.
And radio.
And he runs from one part to the other.
One to the other.
So, if any of you grew up in the Chattanooga area, I'm sure you've heard Luther. He sort of sounded like the epitome of a swap and shop all the time.
Well, I think one of his claims to fame, Bart, is he had lost dogs. If you had a dog that was lost, you called in, and mm-hmm. much like you do with swap and shop, and that's what made him endeared to the listeners in the Chattanooga area.
And still does
that.
So it doesn't matter whether you're a bigger city or a small city. Of course, we're about to pass Chattanooga in size. Somebody predicted that a few decades back, and mm-hmm. now it's happening.
This county just keeps growing.
Moving on.
If you want any evidence of that, just go out to I-24 any morning. And
where did all these people come from? But I think that's one of the reasons why the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame is going to be here mm-hmm. In Murfreesboro for their opening ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great pat on the back for the city of Murfreesboro.
Yes.
The heart of Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely.
The broadcasters.
You came up with that statement.
Yeah. The Broadcasters Association's been using Murfreesboro as our area for our annual convention each year. And it was your work, in discussing the available facilities and how the Embassy Suites was just going to be the right fit for us. And then we came on the backside and said, well, we've used them for several years and are very happy with the facility. And so there wasn't much discussion after that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the pluses for this city. People don't realize this. What is this, the third largest ballroom in the state? The first and second are both at Opryland.
I think so. Mm.
So, and if you look at the airport, Smyrna Airport, we're second or third largest airport in the entire state.
Yeah.
People certainly don't think of that. I mean, it's larger than the large airport in Knoxville and the large airport in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good size. Yeah. You can land virtually anything there.
The other category of inductees in the evening will be the legacy category. Mm-hmm. Jack DeWitt, who founded WSM. Grant Turner, longtime Opry announcer and announcer at WSM. William T. Haas Allen from WLAC. John R. Richburg from WLAC. We were talking about them earlier. Larry Munson, there's another one of your sports connections.
Yep, very definitely.
Larry was here doing sports and also did some television for a period of time before finding his home in Georgia. Lindsey Nelson, who was born in Campbellsville, Tennessee. And I'm from Kentucky. I'm familiar with Campbellsville, Kentucky. But I was unfamiliar that we had a Campbellsville, Tennessee.
And I'm from Tennessee and have always lived in Tennessee, and I'm not familiar with Campbellsville, Tennessee.
That's the first time I heard of it.
Anybody listening know where Campbellsville, Tennessee is? We'll have somebody probably who grew up in Campbellsville. Ralph, you grew up in what, Smithville?
Smithville, yes.
Okay, yeah. Not too far away, up on the beautiful Center Hill Lake.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, was Center Hill there? When did Center Hill come
back
around?
In the 40s, right around, the, I guess, as the war was ending, mm-hmm. World War II, they built the dam and flooded the land and created Center Hill Lake on the Caney Fork River.
Ah, that yeah. was good opportunity there. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, Bart. Good morning.
Hi.
The Campbellsville, Tennessee that I am familiar with is located in Giles County, Tennessee, where I came from.
Okay. Not just too far away. Over near Pulaski, then.
Yes, it's kind of north and west of Pulaski, over the hill from the Weekly Creek community where I was born and raised.
Okay. So you're just a stone's throw away from there.
Well, I was, yes. What? I live here in Murfreesboro.
Right, right, not too. Right. What was this person's name again?
This was
Lindsey Nelson.
I mean, Lindsey Nelson, yes.
Yeah, so did you realize Lindsey Nelson came from your area?
No, I didn't.
Well, learn something new every day.
That's right.
Thank
Have
you
a
for
good day.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450. Thank you for sharing that. That's the beauty of radio. When you can't think of the answer, you have all these minds
yes.
together. We can surely come up with some answer.
Takes a village to run a radio station.
<That's right. laughs> 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have some memories of early radio that you would like to share with us, 893-1450. Maybe you were one of those people who stood in line outside of WGNS on these were winter mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came on the air January 1st of 47. And I've heard people say that it was cold out there, and they were standing in line waiting to get on the radio. They did it on a regular basis. Just got to get on the radio. That was pretty neat. 893-1450 is our number. We're talking about early radio. We're talking about radio in, you know, just period. With the Tennessee Hall of Fame, the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame, coming up, the induction, the first year of inductees, will be in a big Hollywood-style presentation, just really uptown. And it's going to be this Saturday.
Does that mean we have to wear makeup?
No.
Okay.
I hope we can wear suits and not tuxedos. 893-1450 is our phone number. Just wear Sunday go-to-meeting clothes.
Okay, all right.
Just be relaxed.
Okay, fine.
It's radio.
That's right. It's radio.
893-1450 is our number if you have some memories you'd like to share.
I just wanted to preface again, Bart, that we need for reservations to be made either today or tomorrow because we have to turn our numbers in. And the best way to do that is to call the TAB, the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters in Nashville, 615-365-1840, and they will take your credit card and make the reservation. But it's imperative that we do it either today or tomorrow morning.
All righty, and if you miss that number, call us here, and we just happen to have it. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Stay with us.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS Murfreesboro retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
One of the most exciting things we're doing right now at Toots is our website. It's really easy to find. It's toots.com. You can view our menus, play kids' games. You can even buy our sauces. In fact, at shoptoots.com, we are shipping product all over the country. Toots, good food and fun restaurant at 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, South Church Street in the Barfield area, and the old standby, 860 Northwest Broad Street, going on 27 years in business.
Reefsane Family of Medical Services has been growing for more than 30 years, always striving to serve our customers better. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reefsane. We are committed to innovative pharmacy care and excellence in health care. We are committed to providing a welcoming setting for you when you visit, or a professional and informative visit when we deliver to you. You can count on us to bring you great products and services when you need them and where you need them. That's the Reefsane way. Reefsane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit us at reefsane.com.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Well, plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the upper 80s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south-southwest between 10 and 15. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 66.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
Ralph Vaughn and Doug Combs are with us this morning, and we're talking about the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. It's going to be here in Murfreesboro this coming Saturday. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing well, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for having the show. If some of us have joined in late, maybe you can, well, I'll just say it, I'll bite. Or have you been talked about as being in the Hall of Fame?
Do what now?
I'll bite. Have you been talked about as being put on as the as one of the inductees in the Hall of Fame?
No, no, they didn't bring that up. That would scare people away.
Well, I wouldn't say that that wouldn't be a discussion for another day, though.
Yeah.
I think Bart had some of his favorites that were more in front than himself, and I can see this is something that we've talked about. Just because you work at in Memphis or Nashville or Knoxville or Chattanooga doesn't make your impact on the industry any greater than someone who works in Hartsville or Lafayette or Murfreesboro
or Woodbury
or
Doug has a station.
It depends on who you're talking to.
That's Doug.
But that's one of the great things about radio is because of the commitment that people have and the connection they have with the industry. There's a lot of people who, if you asked this morning who they would like to see in the Hall of Fame, I would imagine there would be a line behind Bart waiting for that.
Well, very good.
Thank you for calling, though.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, we have one young man here who makes everything really work. Brian Barrett just came in. Let's hear it for Brian.
Yay! Give him a hand.
He brought with him one of his friends, and we're about to step back in time,
okay,
thanks to the magic of radio. Sometimes magic... put a little pixie dust on that, Ralph.
Chili beanie, chili beanie.
Wave your wand, Brian. Here we go.
Come on, John, our man, and play with the rhythm and blues.
Well, have a little mercy there, honey. John, I. Yeah, I'm here. It's program 10 time, you know, way down south in the middle of Dixie. Go spread a little joy around. We'll put the theme out and get right to spreading. Yeah, little Eddie one time. Ain't gonna come a day when you'll want little Eddie around, baby. Have at it there, my friend.
There'll be a day, baby.
Boy, that takes us back a few years. Yeah. We're baby chicks.
Baby chicks.
Yeah. I think for $3.29 for
is that what it was?
Or something like that.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. You'll hear Saturday night. I just thought the funniest line out of the whole thing was when they opened up, he said, "Now, who doesn't like fried chicken?" Yeah, we all like fried chicken. Well, how would you like a huge supply of fried chicken? Well, we'll send you 100 baby chicks.
And
Can you imagine that?
For $3.29.
You can't beat that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing just fine. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. Great. Thank you for calling.
Yes. That little music you just let go off when I was growing up, during my high school days, back during that time, and I used to stay up late at night just to hear John R. and Horace Allen them come on with those, my guess, great commercials and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I would lose sleep just to hear them come on, because back then they didn't have what you call a lot of soul music going on WGN. There's no disrespect, but you know, there's a lot of country music coming on there, and we always like to hear some like James Brown and all the boys that come on back during that time. And it was just really, really, radio was just really inspirational to me, because I always wanted to be a DJ myself, and I bought a little old box with a little microphone on it, and like I used to rehearse myself, you know, and those are fun days. And some of those chickens they had on there, little baby chickens, my grandmother, she ordered a bunch of them. They stayed in the country, and they would order a bunch of chickens, and we went to pick some up one time, and those were the fun days, Bart. Y'all just have a good day and enjoy what you're doing.
Well, thank you for sharing that memory with us. You have a super day, too. That's what it's all about.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Mean, can you imagine, though, the postman arriving and he has 100 baby chicks in a box? Yeah, I tell you. That is neat. Yeah, here's something else. Here's another memory from the past that I think everybody's going to enjoy.
Here we come up to the line. The stadium rocks and rolls. There's no way we can do it with 1 second. Snap. We pick up the blitz. And Bobo throws that thing in the end zone. Now one of the receivers goes in motion. And Damian Craig takes a snap. And he's coming wide outside. Going to go for two. Snap. Bobo flipped it. Try for a field goal. End around. We're running a reverse the other way. Here comes Hines Ward. And the kick is going to miss. He missed it. And the clock runs out. He got a block. He scored. They knocked him upside down in a somersault.
Touchdown. Touchdown in the goal line.
And we come up and we hit him shy on the 16-yard line. And we've stopped him. And we have won this thing in overtime.
Wow! That takes you there. You're at a high point there.
Larry Munson just kept it all in.
He did. He was great. This is part of what you're going to be doing. You're going to be reliving these memories that you had. And I know you have them. This Saturday night at the Embassy Suites. Again, Ralph, how do you get tickets?
Well, you must call today or tomorrow at the latest. Call the TAB office in Nashville, 615-365-1840, and give them your credit card number to make your reservation. We have to turn our numbers in by first thing Wednesday morning. So we need the reservations today or tomorrow at the latest.
And if you're a real radio fan, which if you're going, you are, this also includes a one-year membership in the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame.
Fantastic. So we will see you Saturday night. Or as somebody said, we'll see you on the radio.
See you on the radio.
Starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock at the Embassy Suites right here in town. If you didn't get those numbers, call us here at the radio station, 893-1450, and we'll pass them on to you. Hey, have a great day. And Ralph, Thank you for joining us this morning.
As always.
The pleasure. Red carpet's out for
really
you.
Really enjoy it.
We'll have to clean it up a little bit next time.
I'm under your spell.